Today we celebrate the feast of the ascension of Jesus into heaven, body and soul. And this is a very powerful feast day. Sometimes we kind of like, what's this about? Is it about Jesus just kind of shooting up like a rocket into heaven? But it speaks more theologically than that. It's a sign, first of all, of the completion of the resurrection. Because I think in our day and age, and really throughout the history of the church, there's been this heresy which has been prevalent, which kind of makes us think soul good, body bad. The reality is soul good, body good. And we see this, first of all, because Almighty God created the bodies. He created the material world. The material world is not evil. And then we see when He comes into our humanity, He takes on the fullness of our humanity, even as a baby, a child taking on our flesh. And then He dies and rises again in the flesh. And then the great mystery of the ascension is when body and soul, now there is a humanity raised into the very heart of the Trinity. You ever think about that? The very core and center of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, which has always been, now enters into the very heart of God, the humanity of Jesus, full body, full soul, entering into the heart of God forever. And now we get to go into the very heart of God. We too will be body and soul on the last day. You realize, of course, that we're not just spiritual beings. If we were just spiritual beings, we'd be angels. We're not spiritual beings, we're human beings, made up both of body and soul. And both make us who we are. Because you know what happens when you separate your body and your soul? You die. And so this is a sign of how we really are one. We can't separate the body and the soul. And God says, and I'm bringing the fullness of you into my divinity, into the heart of the Trinity. That should just blow our minds. This amazing gift. And so that means that what happens, what we do in the body, makes a difference. That means that how we act actually makes a difference on our eternity. It's not just, well, you know what, I pray and so my soul is going to God, but I can do whatever I want with my bodies. No, we're a sacramental people. Now, you remember the definition of the sacrament, of a sacrament, at least those of you of the Baltimore Catechism era. You remember that a sacrament is an outward sign instituted by Christ to give grace. I'm hearing a few people say that with me. Yes, very good. Well trained. Good people. Okay. It's an outward sign. We use the outward signs. Why? Because we're bodily. The outward signs come to us through our taste, through our smell, through our through seeing, through hearing, through feeling, through each of our five senses. God says, I am going to be present to you. I will come to you through your senses. After all, that's why we do all the Catholic aerobics, right? Sit, stand, kneel, sit, stand, kneel. That's why we have the smells and the bells, because we're sacramental people. And God comes to us in all these different ways through our senses. And it helps to draw us into the mystery of God. Because what we do with our body matters. And sometimes we don't like to think about it. But you know, we have to think about the fact that what rolls off my tongue speaking ill of another person right before I receive Almighty God on my tongue. Whoa. What impurity do I look on with my eyes? right before I gaze on the very body and blood of Almighty God with those same eyes. Now, I'm not saying these things to be a big heavy or to give someone a guilt trip, but rather to make us aware of how important it is that we use all of our senses for Almighty God. And all of these senses, in a glorified way, will be with us when we are reunited body and soul on the last day in heaven at the resurrection of the body. What does this mean for us? It means we were made for glory. We were made for glory. So, all of you out there who are struggling with some more love handles on the sides, I was at a party the other day and it's someone I hadn't seen in several years. First thing he says to me is, "Father, you put on weight." Yep, that happens. His wife was a little mortified. But it means that our bodies, not how we look, not, you know, if we feel like, well, gravity's winning the fight against us. That's not what I'm talking about, because gravity does win, unfortunately. But it's about what we do and how we live in our bodies makes a difference. This day, may we recognize in the ascension of Jesus into heaven the great glory of what God has done in drawing our humanity into His divinity. May we then share in that divinity of Almighty God. May we work in our bodies that they, in all things, may glorify God.